Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com.
Are you ready?
Yes. It is time to geek out with Zeke Stoudy. You're frozen.
I was just headbanging to my intro music.
Yeah, yeah. I could make it a little bit longer if we need to get it, like, you know.
No, because I don't want whiplash. I just would rather avoid that.
if we did a video podcast, we could get headsets, and wherever we are, when the intro music plays, we could jump into like a mosh pit, but still be mic'd up.
And just like if we're walking around a mall during the show, we just start a mosh pit in the middle of the mall. I'm down. Yes,
How do we get the mud in there, though? Don't you have to have mud for a mosh pit?
No, not really. Sometimes it could just be dusty. I've seen it done on concrete floors. It's a little dangerous, but yeah, I've seen it done.
I can only imagine it would be a little dangerous anyway. So
it was fun, your intro with the DeSantis holsters. I got to meet Chad DeSantis at SHOT Show. He's a good guy.
Chad,
I enjoyed talking to him.
Chad's funny. Sometimes they let Chad, they like Gap Marketing and Agency Arms does this party on Tuesday night at SHOT Show, where they go out into the desert to the Pro Gun Range and I want to say it's in Boulder, Nevada. And they go out there, okay, and they'll let Chad get on the minigun.
Oh, nice.
And Chad thoroughly enjoys being on the minigun. Loves it to death. Can't stand not be. And when he's on there, you know, he's pretty reserved, pretty laid-back kind of guy when you meet him at the booth. But then when he gets behind the minigun, it's like dealing with a little boy. I just find that sort of charming about Chad.
But who doesn't turn into a little boy when you get behind a minigun?
Well, did you ever go to that party?
I've not been to that party, but I have shot a minigun. And I definitely get the little boy giggle and the machine gun smile.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, Joe Moe at what does he call this? Atlas Defense, the guy who used to be Sons of Guns, who owned the actual FFL for Sons of Guns. He has a T-shirt called the Machine Gun Smile T-shirt.
I own that T-shirt.
Yeah. I have one myself somewhere. Anyway, so we've already talked one time since you have been back from SHOT Show. Now,
But we really didn't geek out about anything. We just kind of talked about SHOT Show and how it works.
Well, let's geek out about it. Let's start talking about what actually happens at SHOT Show, because while the guns and everything are nice, going around and meeting new people and forging, I mean, I make fun of it. I say that anybody going to SHOT Show has to take a supply of rubber bands for all of the business cards they're going to collect.
Yeah.
Just so they're not spilling everywhere. But, I mean, do you go back with that stack of business cards and actually call them and go, hey, listen, remember that 6'5" guy that you met, looked like he could split a piece of wood on your chest? That's me. I was just calling because you said you'd love to work with me. Calling you back now. Let's get going. Let's get it going.
I am actually in the process of doing that the last 2 weeks. know, going through the cards. What's weird is you forget so many of them. Like, you'll talk to somebody briefly, you know, at an event, or you just run into them on the floor, and they hand you your card, and you hand them their, or they hand you their card, and you hand them theirs, yours, and wow, I can't even say that phrase. Good job, Pete. And you look at it when you get back, and you're like, who is this person? You got to Google them and look it up, and then finally something jars your memory, and you're like, oh, yeah, I met him at the DC Project event, and I need to ask him about this. And then some of them, I had two cards this year that I'm like, I don't know who this person is, and I have no idea where I got their card. So that one was interesting.
What do? You like give them a call and go, hey, listen, I'm going to send you a picture of me on a text real quick. Do you remember meeting me? I don't remember meeting you either, but let's talk anyway.
Well, there's so many that, you know, maybe I walked by a booth and nobody was in the booth and I grabbed a card. Who knows? Right. Like, there's no telling. Yeah. It's kind of wild.
Some of the stuff that happens, like some of the, have you ever been to, well, I can't remember what it's called. There's a restaurant in the venue that all of the ladies like to go to, or at least when I went, it was a bunch. I was in there with a bunch of ladies and me and another mm-hmm. guy. And they're the ones that serve those outrageous milkshakes. It's black.
In the Venetian?
It's either in the Venetian or the Sands. It's in the restaurant portion of it. It's black something or other. Some sort of black tap room or something. They always have a line going in there getting the milkshakes. They're very well known. And they're so well known, I don't remember what they're called. So, but everybody seems to, that there seems to be a lot of business there done over milkshakes.
Well, I'm glad you didn't tell me that, because that I would have been there too often, and I can't do the milkshake thing anymore. So
none of us can. Don't feel too bad about it. If there's any bad, well, now I have started pedaling. I noticed that when I ride a bike, I can walk around SHOT Show a lot easier, and two, I can eat whatever I want.
Yeah.
So the key is remembering to ride a bike so that you can implement those other things.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine if you rode a bike in the SHOT Show and combined that with a rolly cart rolling behind it. You'd get killed. Somebody would beat the crap out of you.
Well, they might would try. I'd just pedal away. They'd be like, you there. I'd just be like, okay, fine. Okay, fine. I just pedal away. Last time, it was 2020. I was there and I was pushing a cart because I took a little collapsing cart with me, and I'm pushing it. And as I go along, I'm sort of trying to negotiate the crowd that is SHOT Show. All of a sudden, I see this hand come out and grip it, and it starts pulling me in this other direction. And I look up and it's Jaeger. He's like, let me show you how to cut through this crowd. Last time I saw that dude. Anyway, well, I'm sure we're going to geek out over some stuff. I want to hear about the relationships, though. And where do you think?
And there's one gun I want to geek out about,
too. Okay, we can do that. Absolutely, we can. MGS Trade School. MGS Trade School is actually, it's interesting in that it is a school, and at the same time, it is an evolutionary vehicle. Because with each passing day, and each passing week, and each passing month, what was there changes. It never goes away. It just expands exponentially. And right now, they teach one trade, and they're gearing up to teach variations on the trade. They're gearing up to do things that would give you more of a specialized education. And at the same time, while you're doing this and reinventing yourself, and I had to reinvent myself to be in radio, and there was a lot of poverty involved in that the way I did it. There's no poverty involved in this at all. I could go out to a check cashing loans place, one, and get enough to take the class. Then I just got to worry about paying back the check cashing loan. But it's just not very much at all. No student loans involved at all. Anyway, we're geeking out with Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Fiddler.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Zeke Stout as we attempt to geek out. Although, one thing I need to ask you, when you were talking to Chad, did you tell him you needed a holster for your macro?
I did, and he gave me a couple of ideas. They had some display ones of some of the new appendix-looking ones.
Right.
Appendix-looking one. No, they're designed for appendix, and I think I know the one I'm going to go with.
Right.
And it's funny because, I mean, you know as well as I do, in this industry, when you work in the industry, you end up with a box of holsters, and right. half of them you don't know where they came from. They just right. showed up in the mail. But when I first started doing the Geek Out with Zeke Stout with you on the radio and hearing the DeSantis, I didn't register my holster of choice being DeSantis, right?
Right.
But my last four holsters for the last four carry guns I've gotten were the DeSantis. And it was just kind of like, I'm going to have to check them out. And then I went and looked at the website, and I'm like, oh, wait, that's what I carry with every time.
Well, see, what Gene does, this is very ingenious, because with most holsters, if you order a holster, you're going to have to wait for it to get made.
Right.
With most holster companies. Gene has a distributor network, so he has, you know, DeSantis can't sit there and say, well, you can expect your holster in 6 weeks, because they got to have them in the stores on the you know, hanging on
Correct.
The bricks. So what Gene has done is he's implemented a program where he will tell he'll call SIG and say, I see that you've got a new SIG P365 macro, XL right. macro. If you'll send me the CAD drawings for it, I'll make the holster. He doesn't even need the gun. All he has to have yep. is some CAD drawings for it, and then he'll make the holster. And he does that all the time. He'll make holsters for anybody, right?
Nice.
You know, he won't get out there like if it's a, like, I don't know, say it was a one-of-a-kind. He'd probably make it once if that's all he was going to get. But with other guns, like with that gun, that's going to be a mass-sold gun. A lot of people are going to buy that gun. So there's going to be a lot of people needing some holsters to go with it. So, yeah.
It was funny as we were going to break in that last segment. One of the fun things that you and I do is we kind of give people a behind the scenes look of what radio and podcasting is like.
Yeah.
But I could hear as you were talking MGS, I could almost hear, and nobody could hear this unless they've done radio before, but I could hear your eyes looking at the clock and going, oh crap, I need to talk for 10 more seconds.
Yeah, well.
You started to go to break a little early, and I was giggling internally. I was like, well, people don't realize that, but sometimes, you know, you're so guided by the clock in the radio world that sometimes you might start earlier. Sometimes you might go late, and you've got to do an ad in, you know, 10 seconds. And
here's the thing. If I'm going to ask you a question, I don't want to ask you a question and go, but hold that answer, because we're coming up on the break.
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt you in the middle of the answer or something, so I have to sit there and weigh. All right, do I want to start talking my way out of this early or what? And when I started saying MGS Trade School, I was looking at the clock. I've got a... got a master clock right here. I'm looking at that like, oh, wow, we're still 40 seconds. We're still 33 seconds away. So,
let me say more good things about MGS.edu.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to do the talking up stuff. That's I prefer somebody that will talk you at, like, with music. You know, if somebody gets out there and they play pick a Journey song. This is the last song that Steve Perry actually participated on before he went on to his imposed exile, and they hired the Filipino cat. And yeah. And of course, everybody thought Steve Perry couldn't be replaced, and then they just went and did it. And this is back in the days when they all would stay on the same touring bus too. You know, do a little talk up about the song, the group, like they actually know what they're talking about. And this song was number one back on May 1st, 1973, or whatever. And I like a little bit like that versus coming up next, Joe Dunda with My Blue Jeans. You're listening to the Oldies right here on the Oldies Channel, 101.11 FM. You know,
that's a lot of ones.
Yeah, but you got to be able to talk your way in and out. Yes, that's the inside game. Which see, if we had been face to face, Zeke would have muted his mic and started laughing at me.
I would have.
And then I would have had to if I'd had to bring the mic closer to my face so that it doesn't catch him laughing at me, and at the same time maintain my composure and not go, "Zeke's over there laughing at me. We'll be right back." You know, that kind of thing. Just got it. You got to be professional. I mean, you've done it. You've had to work with the clock.
Oh, yeah.
How many breaks did you had on your Cumulus radio show?
We had an hour show, so 1, 2, 3, right?
Right.
Yep.
Plus, you had to be out of there at the end of the hour so they could bring in the news and the weather and all the other stuff.
Exactly. Traffic, all that.
And here's the unspoken part. I don't know how many shows I've done with guests, and certainly I've done them with you, where we get out there and we're actually on something really, really good, and we're like, let's pick this up next week, and then we forget what we're talking
about. Oh, absolutely. I think one time you and I did that, and then we remembered we forgot, but there was only 5 minutes left in the show, and we still never went back to it.
What a that's a, you know, anyway, this is actually all part of geeking out with Zeke stuff. This is the kind of thing that only there's precious few people in the gun industry as well that have actually done a radio show.
Yeah,
podcasting is a sort of a that can be free form. You don't have to have a break in a podcast. You can just talk for 5 hours if you want to in a podcast. You just have to be able to record.
Yep.
Doing a break sort of hard to maintain in radio. Sort of, and I guess that's why we jump from topic to topic, because it is sort of hard to maintain a train of thought in between, you know, when we were hot and on it, and then we go to break and, you know, we're listening to whatever we're listening to on the break going, I wonder if that would work for me. Let me write down that 1-800 number. Oh, what was I saying?
Yeah. Anyway. Kind of like how we said, let's talk about relationships and SHOT Show. Going into the last break, and we haven't done it yet.
Not yet. Well, that's because we've been geeking out to the background that what happens on behind the scenes of any radio show and or podcast. At least you didn't talk about me starting to affect a radio voice where I was going, at mgs.edu, you can find all the things you want to be, as long as it's being a gunsmith. You can find all the things.
No, you didn't zoo crew out on me.
Okay.
So I was proud.
Well, anyway. We are coming up on the next break. Maybe we can actually get some, we'll talk about relationships when we come back. I promise.
There we go.
I swear to God. MGS.edu, that's where you go to check out what you might want to get involved in if this is something you'd like to look at. And I got a question I will ask along those lines for MGS.edu when we get back, and then we'll go into relationships and, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah. Try to actually do a little, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. President Biden hitting the road, taking his post State of the Union message to Madison, Wisconsin today, where he highlighted his work as job creator.
For decades, we've imported products from abroad and sent jobs overseas. Now America's exporting product overseas and creating jobs here at home.
The president also talked about infrastructure projects in Wisconsin that are being funded by his bipartisan infrastructure law. Ukrainian President Zelensky urging the United Kingdom to provide his country with fighting fighter jets to help in its war against Russia. Zelensky addressed Parliament today during his first UK visit since Russia's invasion. A number of state attorneys general want the Biden administration to classify Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations. The AGs sent a letter to the president and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. They say drug overdoses have killed scores of Americans and the cartels are a national security threat. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Zeke Stout from MGS Trade School. We're geeking out with him. And before we geek out further, as I'm talking about MGS Trade School, with your graduates, if somebody goes through the class and graduates summa magna cum laude or whatever it is, can you help them? Can you help them find a place to work?
Yeah. So one of the things we're working on now is we're putting together almost like a job board. It's not launched yet. But in the meantime, before we launch the job board is, you know, and this is kind of a good segue into relationships. One of the things I was talking to people at SHOT Show about was, you know, are they needing, you know, gunsmiths or new grads or stuff like that? And it was an overwhelming yes. A lot of companies have reached out to us in the past and saying, hey, can you put this out to your students and alumni? We're looking to hire this person with this level of experience, and we'd love to see if we can, you know, bring somebody in that went to your school. So it happens all the time. You know, I get at least one call a month from some company saying, hey, we're looking for a gunsmith. Can you help us out? And then we'll, you know, shoot out an email to all the students. So, yeah, the answer is yes.
Okay. Well, I imagine that should, I mean, that's a selling point as well. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. Being in the military has nothing. When you get out of the military, it's just like, see ya. That's it. That's
good
your
luck.
That's your job preparation.
Yep.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be it.
Yeah. Well, and our motto being putting the students first always, you know, if we did stuff like that, our motto would be worth nothing, right? So, I mean, part of putting the students first is not just from enrollment to graduation. It's, hey, you know, you're a former graduate of NGS, and, you know, you've been out in the workplace for 3 years, and we've got this company that's wanting 2 years experience under somebody's belt. You'd be perfect for this, and we'll shoot them the email and say, hey, you want to do this? We try to stay in touch and keep them engaged in, you know, we just launched a blog on the website and a newsletter, so they get constant updates on all the stuff we're doing. So.
Well, that is a very good point for that, because reinventing yourself means you don't have those inroads and those contacts, and you're going to yep. somebody to get them, so with you guys providing them. That's a pretty good selling point, in my opinion.
Yep.
Now, speaking of these relationships, now, when you're making these relationships out there, part of it's got to be to further the school, and part of it's got to be looking to further your students. To what end? I mean, how? And this is a marketing term, I guess you would call it. To what end are you able to convert them from being what they are, you know, from being a possible contact to a actual asset for the school?
Well, the easiest way is, you know, you want to give our students a discount code, because it gives, you know, this year we may do around 700 students. That's how many people will get their eyes on what you're doing for them through our school. And that's easy for most companies. They just generate a code. It gives the student, you know, what, 5-10% off everything on their website. And the student feels special because, hey, because I'm a student here, I get a discount at XYZ Arms. And that's the easiest way. A lot of times when I breach that subject in meetings, I get a resounding yes, but also we're looking for possible interns or possible employees. And a lot of those conversations about employment start to arise from that initial ask, right? There's even one company I can't talk about yet. I had a meeting with yesterday that started with the codes, switched to, hey, we'd like to do curriculum based off of this aspect of gunsmithing. If I say what aspect that is, it's going to give away the company. I'm not going to do that yet. then it went to, hey, can you do this for our employees as well? And so, the relationship started very simple, and it just grew the longer the meeting went, I think it's going to be a really strong relationship for the school once we're able to announce it.
Now, when you crew, and this is the thing about the gun industry that I find really interesting, because the gun industry is very dependent, although you can't tell it by my checking account, but they're very dependent on media. But they're very dependent on media. So, I mean, with you, you're sort of bringing a multifaceted approach to them. Do you ever get out there and say, I'm Zeke Stout. I'm not only the guy here at MGS Trade School, but I know how to get your stuff out here like I did on Discovery Channel, like I did on this radio show, and like I did with this podcast, because you were one of the founding members of Talking Lead, right?
Correct.
Which is still a very, very pretty big podcast in the gun world. So, does that help out?
It does. And I always try to keep it close to NGS. You know, if somebody's like, hey, will you do a video on this for us, for this website? You know, I'll do that. But typically what I'll do is I'll wear an NGS shirt in the video, and they don't have a problem with that.
Right.
But one of the things that I'm charged with this year is to kind of revamp our YouTube channel for the school and get our podcast going again. We had a little issue with our hosting and getting it on Apple and everything, which is where the majority of people listen to podcasts. And we just decided to scrap it and relaunch it this year. So that's another part. So I can kind of say, hey, look, you know, not only are you partners with us on discount codes and curriculum, blah, blah, but I'm also going to give you all a bunch of exposure, which, you know, every marketing person hates the word exposure, but that's what it is. You're getting exposure to our students and anybody else who listens to the podcast.
Yeah, and I mean, I think part of what you got to do and part of what I got to do is when you're talking to them and everything, you got to sort of manage their expectations of what this is going to be and what that's going to be. Because everybody's looking, first of all, everybody wants a free viral moment on the web.
Right.
Which, you know, people that have viral moments, they have a viral moment, and then you never hear of them again in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they come out of nowhere, and then they go back to it.
Yep.
And that's where, you know, that's where when you can't get out there and say, well, I don't know how to make a viral moment, because who knows how to make a – do you know how to make a viral moment?
It is a flash in the pan, luck of the Irish, flip of a coin.
Right, right.
And there have been videos that I have seen – this should have gone viral. They were hilarious. They had me on the ground rolling, but they don't. It's an algorithm thing. It's a, you know, how many people and many different demographics thing. It's just something that's hard to predict whether or not it's going to happen.
Yeah. The video aspect of it is very, because I see I've got this one guy that I watched a review of his. Excellent review.
Yeah.
He's got 4,000 subscribers. He's just barely monetized. Barely monetized. Yep. The quality of his stuff is beautiful and all this other stuff. But anyway, we are coming up on the last break. MGS Trade School, mgs.edu. Not only can you reinvent yourself, but once you successfully reinvent yourself and you have all of this new knowledge and this new technique and this new skill set, Zeke and his people are going to point you in a direction, although you do have to do some of it for yourself. They're going to point you in the direction, and off you go, young man or young woman, and you go make that paper. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Firing line. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Zeke Stout as we attempt to geek out, and before, and he caught me. He reminded me there in the margins there. He wants to geek out to a gun, so let's go ahead and geek out to a gun. Which gun are we geeking out about?
It's actually the gun, and it sounds like I'm jumping on the bandwagon, but you and I have talked about being innovative, and our industry has kind of gone stagnant in that realm outside of a couple of companies, right? But this gun actually won Recoil SHOT Show 2023 Best Firearm. And the cool thing is it came from a small company out of Texas that I really, really like the company, and I like Gordon, the owner, and that's Bond Arms. Bond Arms has been known for Derringer-style handguns for the longest. I mean, well, that's how they got their start, right?
Right.
I think last year they came out with a Bond Arms Bullpup, which actually technically, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Boberg. They bought Boberg, and they just rebranded it as the Bond Arms Bullpup. But along the lines of innovation, you just haven't seen it. And I heard about this, and at first I was like, what? That doesn't make sense. But it's innovative. It's somebody like pushing the envelope of what the norm is. And Bond Arms launched a lever action AR-15 at SHOT Show.
Yeah. I think I saw a picture of that.
Yeah. It's still listed as coming soon on their website, but it's just, there's such a coolness factor to it. You know, a lot of people are taking Henry and Marlin and Winchester lever actions and tacking them out anyways.
Right.
They're putting rails on them and doing all these cool things. Bond Arms is like making it from the get-go. And when you read the article or the description on their website, they talk about how, you know, cycling a 5-round magazine is easy. But cycling a 30-round AR magazine was nearly impossible, and they had to almost redesign an entire lever system and come up with a new cam system that helped them extract a round out of that big of a magazine.
Right.
But it's kind of cool to see somebody especially somebody that is in the space of like one of the oldest handguns in the world, that Derringer style handgun, to go, you know what, we're going to really push the limits. But they still took some old school with the lever action and combined it with the new school of the AR-15. And it was just, it's a cool looking gun. It's weird looking at first glance, but the more you look at it, the more you read about it, you're like, okay, I kind of dig this.
I saw that gun, and I think the lever gun, I had one. I had a Henry's X in 45-70, which when I got it, it was the only 45-70 for sale by Henry's in the state when I got it. I went looking and I found one. And then somebody else saw what I had done to it and they wanted it too. And I tacked it up with some Ranger Point Precision stuff, which is if you're going to use somebody's stuff to tack up your lever gun, I think that's the best way to go. They didn't pay me to say it. They're not going to pay me to say it, and I'll say it anyway. And but getting out there and making one that is purposed, because the big problem that also, but then he sort of adds something, because the thing, well, I think one of the reasons everybody went with lever guns is because they're legal in every state.
Yeah. Well, this one probably won't be.
Yeah. Well, now this one takes uppers, right? Well, this one, is this the one that will take the uppers from the AR-15 and just run it?
That I don't know. I'm looking at the picture, and it doesn't look like it would take a normal AR-15 upper, because they have a rotating bolt, and with a shorter lever action system. So right. I don't know if
okay.
It would.
Okay, that makes perfectly good sense to me. I mean, I don't know why I didn't even think about the rotating bolt, but when you said that, I was like, oh, okay. So is that a gun you're going to acquire?
I definitely will pursue this thing once it's fully released. It still says coming soon. MSRP on it's $14.99. Which, I mean, for something new, innovative, that's the thing people got to realize too. When you do something cool like that, ARs got cheaper and cheaper and cheaper because everybody was just pushing out the same design and putting their logo on it, right? This is something that's innovative. Nobody's really done this. So there was a lot of R&D put into it. That's a lot of man hours, a lot of engineering. So, yeah, it's going to be a little more expensive. But still, $14.99, if it is all that it says. I mean, one of the things is thousands of others at SHOT Show found that this just might be the shortest, sweetest, crispest trigger lever gun they've ever held.
Wow.
So there was a lot of buzz around it. And, of course, like I said, Recoil awarded it SHOT Show Firearm of the Year. So I think there's going to be a lot of buzz around this thing as it comes out. Now, talking about the state legal, I'm sure some states that allow ARs with a magazine limit will probably allow this gun.
Right.
Just with a smaller magazine. So
that was me the only thing I thought that would have. But, I mean, I could see where that would be a fun gun to have. And it'd be given the preponderance of AR-15 magazines, so I suppose they're calibered in 5.56.
Says initially they're going to do 5.56 and 300 blackout and a large bore offering. So I don't know what their large bore offering. But the platform will support any chambering using a standard rotating AR bolt. So it looks like they'll have a broad spectrum of calibers they'll eventually have.
I would imagine it would be the 50 Beowulf for their large caliber offering.
Yeah. Because and there's something, you said 45-70. There's something about a lever action 45-70 that's just cool.
but the only thing wrong with the 45-70, when I had the gun, I don't know if that's loosened up or anything, but when I had the gun, I was able to find 5 boxes of ammo for it. And every time I pulled the trigger on the gun, it did not go bang or boom. It went ka-ching.
Ooh.
Because it was so, I mean, at that time, the ammo was so expensive. So, anyway, I look forward to I hope you get it. Now, I got about 2 minutes here, so let me ask this quick question. I got about a minute and a half, really. So will you get this gun and actually take that to the school, because it's sort of a new form factor, a new confluence of two form factors being merged, and look at that and say, how do we work on this? And use it as sort of an example for the students. Is that one thing you'll do with it?
That would be something that would be very cool. Like, if it's a curriculum, I wouldn't be able to discuss it because we're accredited and I can't discuss the curriculum to launch. But if I just put out a video for the students saying, hey, how do we work on this?
Right.
This is kind of cool. Then, yeah, absolutely. I definitely would do that. And I can talk about it.
Okay. Well, that would be a an interesting.
In fact, I think you just gave me a title for a segment of shows, a segment of videos I could do with students. How do we work on this?
How do we work on this?
No.
This is new, but how do we work on this? That kind of thing. This is cool, but how do we work on this? The funny part is, one time I handed a gun of mine that was a custom gun to an engineer type. And he looked at it, and he knew how much I liked it at the time, and he goes, well, I've been wanting to get my hands on this just to see what I could do to change it, to make it better. And my eyes got really big, and I was like, what are you going to do to this? Because he's got two or three CNC machines in his warehouse and everything else. He could cut literally anything. He made my guns from scratch with poly 80 lowers that I took to Tactical Response. And the only thing he did not turn was the barrel, and that's because he didn't have time. He made the slide. He made all the stuff. So that's fun. Anyway, we are running out of time, so we'll do Geeking Out with Zeke Stout. I do this whenever we can. This time we had to do it a different way because he's frozen. He can't go anywhere. He's housebound, but we still made it happen because, well, we're just media. We just have a media frenzy. Thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. MGS.edu. Check them out, MGS.edu. As for me, back in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.